Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
A Guidelines listener who is in a doctoral program at New York University wrote telling about a teacher whose memory will never escape him. The teacher who so impressed him was an instructor at New York City's prestigious Peter Stuyvesant High School. In his classroom hung a 3-by-5-foot flag. On the flag were 3 black letters against a brilliant background of red. And what was the message? The 3 letters spelled B-U-T, the adversative conjunction. That was it. When lecturing, the teacher would reach a point where everything that followed hung on one word. And that's when he would point to the flag and go on. Interestingly enough, life often hangs on that one word and that which follows. When Paul wrote to his friends at Philippi, he told about Epaphroditus who had become ill, so ill it seemed he was dying. Indeed, he was ill and almost died, wrote Paul, adding, but God had mercy on him. And not only on him also, but on me, to spare me sorrow upon sorrow. And with those words, but God, despair gave way to hope, and literally, death gave way to life. Over 40 times in the Bible, you'll find those words, but God. And almost every time you find them, like the flag which hopefully caused students to think, they bring an element of hope to a desperate situation. Take, for example, the moral lives of the men and women who eventually became members of the church at Ephesus. They were morally bankrupt, depraved, and debauched. The largest single building in the city of Ephesus, where Paul ministered, was a brothel adjacent to City Hall. Families were not just hurting, they were fractured and divided. Men practiced fulfilling the lust of the flesh. Then says Paul, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherein he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together with Christ. By grace are you saved. Every person who finds himself in desperate straits needs to visualize another sign. Reverse the color combination. Put red letters of hope against a black background of dark circumstances and let the message read, but God. The darker the circumstances, the brighter the message of hope. Hang the sign in every doctor's office, in the conference room of every marriage counselor. Put it in every pastor's office and on the wall of every church. Write it in your mind and refuse to accept defeat. If you really believe that God exists and that God can turn around any given set of circumstances, there is hope for your marriage, for your son, for the person who is so difficult, for the health situation which has caused you to wonder if you'll ever get better. The message, but God, is not one of false hope. To the contrary, it is the fulcrum that documents the turnabout face of every person who has been converted, just as it was for the debauched men and women whom Paul later addressed as saints in the church. Conversion means you're headed down the wrong road in life. But God turns your life around, and you walk in newness of life, a changed person, a changed man or woman. If, of course, there is no God, there would be no hope that your life could be different. Long ago, the psalmist wrote these words, my flesh and my heart fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Ah, yes, you have it again, but God. Add them to the despair of your life, and hope is born anew.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.